Welcome to this fourth edition of Arts Around Town on KKRN. I'm Linda Reagan, and I'm joined here in the studio today with my husband, Reagan Reagan, our producer, tech crew, Lily Dubois, and special guest, Marla O'Brien, volunteer coordinator from the Riverfront Playhouse. Marla will be here to tell us how you can become a volunteer with the Riverfront Playhouse and thereby see the shows for free. I also will be talking to Marla about her long involvement in theater, both here, starting in the 1980s, and then in Chico as an actor and director, and now back in Reading. And now for our calendar event schedule. Axiom Theater has Love Letters, September 19th at 2 p.m., and that's with yours truly, Linda Reagan and Reagan Reagan. White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, September 19th at 5 p.m. with Micah Duclos, and September 26th with Vicki Richardson, also at 5 p.m. May 4th Voices has three shows left in September, September 17th at 7:30, September 18th at 2 p.m., September 25th at 7:30. And the very popular Woody Guthrie American Song has two more performances only, September 23rd at 7:30 and September 24th at 7:30. I Got Sick and Then I Got Better is playing with Confessions of a Nightingale. That's two plays, each with one character, and it has only one more performance, September 25th at 2 p.m. And I also have some of Cascade Theater's event schedule. Pat Metheny, September 22nd at 7:30. Tape Face, Sunday, October 10th at 7:30. John Hyatt and the Jerry Douglas Band, Saturday, October 16th at 7:30. And Tuesday, October 19th at 7:30, Robert Cray will be performing at the Cascade. The Riverfront Playhouse has on stage opening with Clue, September 17th through October 7th, directed by Nick Brown. And coming up October 15th is Dracula, Down for the Count. October 15th through October 31st, directed by Jennifer Levins. So now it's time to welcome our special guest, Marla O'Brien. I've been excited to catch up with you. I realized the other night that we first met at Shasta College when we were both in As You Like It. I thought you were in As You Like It, but you said...
No, I was. That was Audrey.
Oh, you were
the
Audrey.
Part of Audrey in As You Like It, right.
And
yes.
You were costume mistress for Midsummer.
Midsummer, right.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So both very fun.
They were. We had a great director and a fun cast.
Yeah.
And where did you meet your husband?
Well, my second husband, John O'Brien, I actually met him in 1981 when the Riverfront Playhouse had just opened their first play, which I was in, but they didn't know what they were going to do for the next play. And somebody on the board said to me, Marla, we know you that you're a responsible person. Would you like to direct the second play? And I said, sure, not really knowing what that entailed, but... And John came to audition for The Rainmaker, which I had seen in San Diego when I was younger. And it was a lovely play. I love that play. And so I said, sure, I'll do that one. And he came to audition. So that's how I met him.
Wow, I didn't realize you guys went back that far.
We did, but I was married to somebody else at the time, so we just were friends for a very long time. And then in 1992, I was living in Chico, and he moved from Colorado to Southern California and came up to Chico. We were going to maybe do a project together, a theater project together, but we did something else together. We got married. We actually got married on Riverfront's stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, during a production of Extremities. Do you know that? So the setting was a house. It had a nice fireplace. It was a nice house. The play is quite edgy, but the setting was nice for our wedding. So.
Oh, great. Yeah. I was not in town at that time.
Oh.
That's why I didn't know about it. But I thought you guys got together in the 80s, like when he was doing Of Mice and Men.
No, we actually kind of co-directed it. Ended up because he was in the play, he asked me to be a co-director with him. So... we worked on that, and I also helped him on A Thousand Clowns. I was one of the stagehands, the backstage crew people. So, you know, yeah. And then he went off. He went off to Humboldt State to get a master's in playwriting theater. So
I always ask people, how did you get into theater?
Oh, my goodness. When I was 15, I grew up in San Diego. So when I was 15 years old, I took a summer class at, I was put on through the old Globe, but it was called Junior Theater, like Junior Globe Theater. And they had summer workshops. And I took one of their workshops in a summer when I was 15 and sort of got a real idea of what it meant to really learn a script, memorize a script, do blocking, you know, the placement on stage and all that. And I got the lead in a one-act play that we did in the summer. And there were about 15 kids in the classroom, and 14 of them were girls, and there was one boy.
Yes,
it does, right? And so our instructor was tasked with the problem of getting a play like that would actually, you know, have just all women and one guy, and he found one. So yeah, that was really fun. And then just in high school, I didn't take any theater. I took one theater class, that's all, but I didn't have time to do any productions because I was on the drill team, and that took up all my extra curricular time. So I didn't really get into it until I moved to Reading from San Diego, went to a audition at Shasta College, and I just wanted to watch. But the director would not let me just watch. She wouldn't let anybody just sit in the audience and watch. She wanted everybody to get up on stage and join in and all that. So anyway, I ended up getting an understudy position, and it was great. So that was kind of the beginning of my acting and directing stint in Reading.
Serious interest. Yeah.
Serious, right, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. So now we need to hear about how people can volunteer to help out on future Riverfront productions.
Yes. Since moving back to town, back to Reading from Chico just a few months ago, I became the volunteer coordinator at Riverfront Playhouse, which is in a new building at 1950 California Street. It's beautiful. The theater is
beautiful.
Lovely and very big. And they can get in contact with me through one of the Facebook pages, actually, the Friends of Riverfront Playhouse, or they can call the theater. I can give a phone number if you want me to. I don't know when you want to get. It's 530-221-1028. We're having a volunteer training on September 11th at 11
o'clock. That will be over by the time we do this. By the time this is broadcast, because this won't be broadcast until, I think it's the 19th, 17th or 19th, something like that.
Well, for people that don't already know about that and or don't come to that, you can call any time, and we will take your name. We'll take a volunteer form we have that you can fill out and let us know what you're interested in doing. Offering ushering this time now. We didn't do that, I think, with the little theater over on East Cypress. So ushering and then ticket taking at the front counter and then the bar and concessions area. So,
yeah. And it's fun.
It's very fun. You get to see the play for free. And if you can't see it that night, you can get a voucher for another date. So that's really awesome.
And also you can help with set building.
You can help with anything, yes.
There's a lot.
Pretty much.
There's a lot to do.
Set building, painting, prop gathering, working backstage during a production.
Yeah.
Yep, all that running lights and sound. There's a lot of things that go into putting on a production, so yes.
Yeah, I think it's always exciting to see a set, you know, start building from nothing and become...
Yes.
Great set.
Yeah, that's one of the most fun things is if you're not part of that production to see it with a bare stage and then go in on opening night and see what they've created. You know, it's really fun.
It is.
Yeah.
And Tom Taylor is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great idea that they have a building crew, like four people. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So what I've heard is that you're opening in September with Clue.
Yes.
September
15th is the preview night. And then the 17th, a Friday, is the opening, the actual real opening of it. And then runs for 3 weekends.
So do you have 2 preview nights?
Just one? No, there's just one.
And then they wait a day and then they open.
Yes, because in the middle on September 16th is the gala that's for large donors to the theater. So we're having a little ribbon cutting and just it's by invitation only for that, for people that donated to help that theater get going and get up and running. So,
okay.
Yep.
Have you seen any rehearsals for Clue?
No, but sometimes we hear them because at the same time that they're rehearsing on the stage, I'm the stage manager for Dracula, that Jennifer Levins is directing Dracula Down with the Count. And that's coming up in October. But we can hear the Clue cast doing all their running around on stage and screaming and stuff like that. Of course, if you know the movie Clue or from the board game, of course, somebody did something in this room with,
something
and killed somebody. So, yeah, there's a lot of funny screaming going on the when they're rehearsing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then Dracula Down for the Count.
Down for the Count, right. Opens.
So you've seen that. You've seen some rehearsals.
I have seen some. I do go to all the rehearsals since I'm the stage manager, and I just kind of want to get myself oriented to working in the theater and getting to know some people. Because I was gone. I left in 1988 from Reading and moved to Chico Paradise area, and I've been there for like 33 years.
Oh.
So since I've come back, there's like a whole new group of people doing all the stuff here. So trying to get to know people and figure out how the new workings of the new space will be. And yeah, it's been fun. It's been great. So great seeing you too.
Yes.
We were in a couple plays or had, you know, worked on a couple plays at Riverfront.
Especially. Uncommon Women and Others.
Uncommon Women and Others.
That was really fun. It was a great cast.
It was great.
Just a really great cast.
Yes.
It's wonderful to see some of those people around town or at least on Facebook.
Right. Yeah. I know I still need to get in touch with some of them too, because that was a good
What brought
group
you back?
My son lives in Anderson.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, well, you know, I'd like to be closer, a little closer to him. And I actually moved into some new apartments, brand new apartments, and it's very close to the theater. But, I mean, I love the Riverfront, and the Riverfront was like my second home for about 7 years, like many of us, it was. And I got very attached and just love it and love what it represents. And it's part of downtown, it's part of the revitalization of downtown. And so... I will always be, my heart will always be with it.
Yeah.
So I would like to do whatever I can.
Yeah. Even though we missed that little old place.
Right.
Where the bathroom used to be on the stage.
Right. At least people thought that, didn't they? Sometimes, yeah.
I think there was.
Was there?
Yes, the paint room. Maybe. It became the paint room.
Oh,
but
right.
At one time it was the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's community theater for you. You do what you got to do. Yeah,
it was fun, and I know a lot of people will miss that little black box.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it. It was an interesting stage to direct on and to act on. It was like a diamond, like a baseball diamond shaped, and
you face the apex.
You face home base, right, and then you know. Try to play between first and third, which was the width of the stage. So, but it was fun. It was great. It was a unique space.
And do they have a complete cast for Dracula now?
Just about. I think we're short one.
You're short one man.
Mm-hmm,
right?
One man. Right.
So if you're interested, they're looking for a man.
Right.
For Dracula, an older man, right?
40s to 60s. Okay. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it could be anywhere in that range. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
so
you heard
like
it here.
Yeah. Yes, please contact us if you're interested. Yes.
And let's see what else. Oh, I want to know about the Christmas play.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
The radio show version of it.
That sounds like fun.
Very fun. I've heard it's just a wonderful production. So it's going to be like the old time radio shows with the sound effects in the background. People will be making sound effects and dropping the pages on the floor. You know,
great.
It's like a radio. Yeah. So, and it's all the story that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know.
If you don't know it, you must be a child.
exactly. Yeah. So that I'm not sure what the opening of that is, but John Welsh is the director.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So that'll be really nice. So the auditions should be coming up for that sometime soon. I'm not sure when those are either. Rhonda Alvey posts those usually.
Okay. And I will announce it as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Anything else you want to add about Riverfront and what's happening there?
If any of my old friends are listening to this or hear this, come on down. Let's create that magic that we did in the 80s and try to do it again. It was a blast, and I would look forward to seeing anybody. But come on down, everybody.
Yeah, I hope everybody will go and check out the new theater. It's really very impressive.
Yes.
Very wonderful. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for joining
me.
It's wonderful to see you.
Yes, you too.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks. So I also wanted to know about what you did in Chico. Now, I know the only two theaters I know there are Theater on the Ridge and the Blue Room. Were you part of that, or is there something else going on there?
I was, actually. Theater on the Ridge is in Paradise.
Oh, okay.
During the campfire, it did not burn. So holding that up as some kind of a sign. It's been around for 45 years or something. Yeah, it's great. It's a great little theater. Like a 92-seater or, 100 seats maybe. And so I was involved with that for many, many years as a director, an actor. I was on the board. I did acting workshops. But also in Chico, you're right, the Blue Room Theater was downtown. They are no longer there, sadly.
I hadn't heard anything for a long time.
Yeah, I think when COVID hit, they pretty much had to close the doors. Chico Theater Company, that used to be Chico City Light Opera on Eaton Road, it's now called Chico Theater Company, they kept alive. Of course, all productions got shut down, but they have resumed their programs. And then, of course, there's Chico State. There used to be another theater that was around, too, that also closed actually several years ago. So, I did some things in the theaters in Chico. But mostly I was attached to Theater on the Ridge.
Okay.
So, that was a lot of fun. A lot of directing there. So,
Yeah. And what about John? Did he write? He wrote some plays, didn't he?
He did. He actually submitted every year the Blue Room would have a playwriting contest.
Uh-huh.
And he would submit plays for that. And he won a couple of times. And one of the times he wrote a play called The Annunciation. That I directed, so that was fun. Him letting me direct one of his plays, that was fun. And he did a lot of acting too. So
yes.
He was in a lot of the plays that I directed. He was fabulous. He was great.
He was. I remember his acting really well from Midsummer.
Yes,
that was just a great scene.
Sadly, he's no longer with us.
I know.
Yeah, he passed away in 2014, so we miss him.
But his memory lingers on.
Very much.
So
very much.
Are any of his, another question, are any of his plays adaptable for radio?
Maybe.
Because we need some radio plays here at Scratched Up Radio.
Up Radio, yes. That's an interesting name. I like that. Where did that come from, if you don't mind me asking?
It came from a play by Bill Seymour called Scratched Up. And it was about his adventures in the desert at the Slabs. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And I was in the play, and all of his friends were in the play, and I dragged Reagan into the play. And that was his first theater experience. So.
Oh, isn't that the way we do, though, right?
Uh-huh.
We get our, I remember that was one of the most fun things about holding auditions, was that sometimes parents would bring their kids to audition or their spouses, And, you know, I would always say, why don't you come up here too, Mr. Smith? You come along and get on up here and have some fun here. It's really fun. And the weeds snag them that way. And then they would do a play and fall in love with it. And then it was like they got hooked. You know, they really got hooked. But that was the way we grew the theater. So
yeah.
That was always really fun. So
it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was wonderful. So have you seen Erin Haney since you've been back?
I have not.
I know she has another name, but I
Erin
remember
Stewart.
Erin Haney.
Uh-huh. Erin Stewart, right? Okay. Yes. No, I'm looking forward to seeing her talking to Blake Dorsey, who now runs the Ancient Fire Coffee, right? He has that. So I've talked to him a little bit and mostly on Facebook, because you can find just about anybody on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's been fun, just saying I'm back and love to get together. That's obviously been hindered by this, you know, the COVID thing.
We're trying to
work beyond that and through that. So.
That's something else I wanted to ask you about. I understand that the Cascade has a new policy, and they wanted all the theaters to do this as well, but their reasoning for the policy was not always explained by the fact that the acts that they've booked will not come to the Cascade unless they have that policy in place. And the policy was where everybody is either vaccinated or they have proof of 72-hour proof of being COVID-free. So that's for performers, that's for stage people, that's for customers, and they have to wear masks.
Right. We just had, I'm not on the board, but the board of Riverfront just had a meeting on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, and I believe that they discussed that and sort of came to a consensus about that. And I believe it's going to be something similar to that. Masks for sure.
Uh-huh.
I believe proof of vaccination, but I'm not. Don't quote me on that, because I'm not 100% sure.
It's not set in stone.
I don't know that it's out published yet anywhere, but I believe that is what we just want to be with it, nothing slowing down, it seems like. You know, it's not really slowing down.
We don't want to go back to being closed.
We would really want to try not to get shut down. So if we can be cautious and care for our actors and our patrons and everybody that comes in the building, that would be that's the goal, is to take care of everybody so we can all enjoy this dramatic and comedic art that we have here.
I'm waiting for the COVID plays to start coming out.
I know. I thought about that the other day too.
They must be coming.
I thought, I wonder what one is first going to be on Broadway? What's it going to be called? Because there will be one, and maybe more than one movie, and there probably already is. I don't know, but
probably.
Yeah, it's a big story.
Who goes to the movies?
It's a big right. Yeah, it's just been challenging all around, hasn't it?
It really
has.
For
any large gatherings, it's just been very challenging. So
I feel very fortunate that we're up and running again.
Yes, and is that what Axiom does too? Do they have a mask policy?
They have a mask policy if you're not vaccinated, but they don't check your, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that may happen. They were talking about it, but I don't know.
Okay.
I understood that Jerry Seinfeld pulled out because Cascade did not have that policy in place.
Oh, okay. And
apparently, whoever books him books everybody else into the Cascade as well. So.
Oh, wow.
So they will probably acquiesce to that.
Right. Yeah. When was he supposed to come?
I don't know. It was earlier this year.
It was earlier. Okay. Well, maybe we can entice him back.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Sure.
It's been great.
Sure. Thank you. Great to see you.
Studios 3.
Axiom Theater has Love Letters September 19th at 2 p.m., and that's with yours truly, Linda Reagan and Reagan. White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, September 19th at 5 p.m. with Micah Duclos, and September 26th with Vicki Richardson, also at 5 p.m. May 4th Voices has three shows left in September. September 17th at 7:30, September 18th at 2 p.m., September 25th at 7:30. And the very popular Woody Guthrie American Song has two more performances only, September 23rd at 7:30 and September 24th at 7:30. I Got Sick and Then I Got Better is playing with Confessions of a Nightingale. That's two plays, each with one character, and it has only one more performance, September 25th at 2 p.m. And I also have some of Cascade Theater's event schedule. Pat Metheny, September 22nd at 7:30. Tape Face, Sunday, October 10th at 7:30. John Hyatt and the Jerry Douglas Band, Saturday, October 16th at 7:30. And Tuesday, October 19th at 7:30, Robert Cray will be performing at the Cascade. The Riverfront Playhouse has on stage opening with Clue, September 17th through October 7th, directed by Nick Brown. And coming up October 15th is Dracula, Down for the Count. October 15th through October 31st, directed by Jennifer Levins. So, to close the show, I wanted to do a shameless plug for Love Letters, which is starring Regan Regan and myself. And it's September 19th will be our last performance. It'll be a matinee at 2 o'clock at Axiom Repertory Theater. And we hope you will come down and join us. It's been a wonderful experience to do it with my husband, and I think the play is just absolutely beautiful. And we've gotten good response from that, and we hope you will join us. So, Regan, you want have anything to say about how you felt doing the play?
Oh, it was an exciting, wonderful experience. The writing is just top grade. It's a beautiful story. It's spellbinding to follow these two people through their lives and through their relationships, you know, in a very literate way. I found it a wonderful experience.
And the playwright A.R. Gurney recently passed away a few years ago, but he's written many, many plays with great success on Broadway. And Love Letters was revived, I think, about 3 years ago on Broadway. And it's usually a different couple every night. They just come in and read the script. I don't know how much they work on it. They tell you when you start that you don't have to work on it at all. That's what Mr. Gurney himself said. He said you just come in and you read it and the play is the thing. However, we've put a lot of hours into it because we want it to be special.
That's right.
So
we've been through it hundreds of times in readings, and it's just gets richer.
It does.
And just to enjoy the text and to be able to present it well has been a delight.
And it's been wonderful working with you.
And with you, too.
We always enjoy working together. We go through our differences of opinion, but usually...
Well, we've played couples before, so...
Yes.
Most notably the Christmas Spirit, where you played a harridan and I was the drunk uncle. One of my favorites.
It was really fun. But this is a little more profound, we hope, and we hope you'll come and see it. That's September 19th. 2 o'clock matinee at Axiom Repertory Theater on Bocelli.